Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. Leanne and Garwin Lenander again with probably one of the most important questions that people who have retired recently, who are going to retire, is how do I protect my assets? And I'm going to start out picking, well, before I do that, Leanne, give your phone number so I don't get a stick.
Phone numbers.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Now, I'm going to pick on Bob right away.
Oh, come on.
No, it's your turn.
It's your turn.
It's
now.
My turn.
I get picked on enough.
And he beats up on me if I don't give the phone number.
Yes. No.
I read a very interesting article the other day. We get so many trade journals. We get so many of them free, and we order some.
Uh-huh.
And this is talking about the top goals for people in retirement.
Okay.
And for retirement, right. So I'm going to give you some options, and I want you to pick out what is the biggest concern about people going into retirement or in retirement.
See, put my thinking cap on.
Yeah, now think hard now.
Okay.
And put yourself in their place.
Okay.
Number one, stay and or live in their own home. Number two, medical expenses. Number three, maintain control of your assets. Or number four, have enough money to last for your lifetime.
I could go. I could go a couple ways, but I will try. I will say, guess here, number four.
That you are right. It's interesting.
Yeah.
That is by far the biggest concern about people going into or recently going into retirement. How will I have enough money? I have had women cry when we talk about retirement because they don't want to wind up a bag lady. I literally had a woman crying, and her husband was embarrassed, of course, and I'm holding her hand. I'm sitting across the table holding her hand saying, no, you will have enough.
Mm.
That is a big concern. And Leanne, of course, runs into this all the time.
Well, the thing is, as you're working and working and working and you have money coming in and you've had a specific spending pattern, et cetera, all the new money was coming in. All at once, you're stopping the working. And you have to look at, number one, what are your assets? Number two, where is that money going to come from? Which assets is going to pay or give you income? And number three, how long is it going to last?
How long is it going to last?
The big question.
So I put up together a list of things that people have to think about when they go into retirement or recently go into retirement, of the single verbiage or single words that you have to think about. Number one, of course, you've got to think about taxes. Everybody has to pay taxes.
And I'm going to add on to this. If you have a lot of retirement accounts, you will have taxes due, because when you pull money from those retirement accounts, you have to pay taxes on them unless they are a Roth, where they were already taxed before you put money into that Roth. So taxes is a big thing.
Taxes are very, very, very big because people literally forget about them. You mean I got to pay taxes? Yeah, you got to pay taxes.
You'd get Social Security. There's going to be taxes, too.
Tax on Social Security unless you don't make enough money.
And if you have retirement accounts, you pull money out, there's going to be taxes due. And if you sell some stocks or some bonds to give you income
or other
regular
property,
accounts,
anything,
they're going to be taxes due. So taxes is one of the things you have to consider.
Inflation, of course, is a big problem. Inflation has been very good in the last 5-6 years.
And if it starts going out of sight, it'll start whittling that money away from
you. That's right. And all of a sudden, your dollar's not worth a dollar. It's worth 87 cents or 67 cents, and that's a killer. Absolute killer. Now, the third one I'm going to throw into it is I find kind of interesting. It's yourself. Discipline.
Now, Bob, what do you think about that one?
I'm scared.
We don't want to scare you. We just want to make you aware.
Yeah, well, okay.
But the people have a tendency to, their money is there, and the grandkids need something, or the kids need something, or I just wanted to have a new motorcycle or whatever. Now, just this is just a one-time deal, and it unfortunately is not a one-time deal. And you need to keep your hands out of the pool.
Well, one thing happened. One thing that'll happen is you may have children, like you mentioned, that need extra help. And yes, you want to help them, but you've got to help them in your own way and in your own time. And you've got to consider, is the help going to help the, you know, help them? Is it going to hurt you? Because you don't want to end up being dependent on them down the line because you've helped them so much.
Well, and the problem is if you do help them, statistically, the chances of getting your money back are pretty slim.
Because but aren't you sort of helping them by helping yourself first, too?
Absolutely, yeah. Because then they know that you can take care of yourself.
Right.
And that's a very good point, is that most kids don't want to have to help mom and dad down the road.
Did you hear that, Leanne? I made a very good point.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. You get another gold star in a book.
Do you want me to?
Yes,
there you go.
Now, these first three things we talked about, taxes, inflation, and yourself, two of them you cannot control. Taxes, inflation, you can't control. You are the one who keeps your hand out of the pot. Now, there's things called fees. Investments have fees, don't they, Leanne?
Well, it depends upon the investment that you choose.
Okay. So you have a choice of how you have your money invested.
That's right. And you have a choice as to how aggressive or conservative you are and what kind, if you decide on individual stocks or individual bonds, you have a choice as to the type that you pick out. If you buy certain stocks and they've got a really high base, you may end up paying a lot for that individual stock. So when you have to look at buying individual stocks versus buying mutual fund versus buying ETFs, there are fees involved. Whether internally or externally, there are fees, and so you have to take all of that into consideration.
Somebody makes money when they sell you something. Always. Pure and simple. It's the way it's got to be. Now, there's another one here that you can't control, and that's longevity.
Or health, yeah.
Are you right? How long did your parents live? How long did your grandparents live?
Your mother lived almost 100. She was just really shy a few months.
Her father was 100. Her older sister was 99. There's longevity in our family.
And my mother was 90 and my dad was 85. So you see, there's longevity, and you may have inherited that longevity, and that's an important factor in your planning.
Very, very important to make sure that you don't run out of money, which is always a concern.
On the other hand, if your folks only live to their 67 or 68, you don't want to blow it and
no,
have a party.
Because you may be that one right. that lives to 95.
Yeah. Well, it depends upon what caused the death of your parents.
Right.
Did you inherit cancer? Mm-hmm. Did you inherit heart problems? Did you have some inherited thing there that you didn't plan on? Those kinds of things do come into something you should consider.
Right. Another one is Congress. Congress changes the rules. And if they change the rules, how is that going to affect your money?
So you have to be flexible.
You've got to be very flexible. And you can't get all your money into one type of investment and then find out the rules got changed. If you people have been around long enough, you remember when the real estate investment trusts were big back in the 80s. Oh, everybody had to be in a REIT. Congress changed the rules one day and REITs were gone.
Yeah.
It's just all gone. And it's like, how'd that happen?
Plus, the REITs were something that you were supposed to be into for a long time, and you had sometimes a big problem getting your money out.
Getting money out, and then you not only did they change the rules on your deduction, you couldn't get your money out. So it's a terrible problem. So you've got to be diversified there. Another big problem is poor management. Now, how can you help that, Leanne? How do you help people with their management of their money?
Well, you look at their goals and objectives. You look at their risk tolerance. You look at where they are now and where they want to go. And then when you're talking about poor management, it depends upon the investments that they chose. How do they manage them? If they have a checking account, a savings account, a money market, how do they manage it? How do they manage the income that comes in? Do they overspend, underspend? Do they take into consideration emergencies? Do they take into consideration that you might need that money quickly? Do you try and lock it up? You have to be very, very careful as to how you manage your money. And if you just are going to spend wildly, you know what's going to happen.
Broke.
Or there's an emergency, mm-hmm. and you can't get to it.
One of the big problems is health care expenses, and that typically is, I'm talking long-term care problems. Medicare, Medicaid typically are taking care of your health problem, your medical expenses. But if you get into a long-term care situation, then you are devastated, because typically if there's people who don't have... If people don't have long-term care insurance, that's the one insurance that they have a hole in their portfolio, is that is not covered. And that is really, really tough to care when you're 70 or 75 or 80, and now the stroke or whatever happens, it will destroy you. Market risk. How do you protect that, Leanne?
When you're looking at market risk, you're looking at your age. You're looking at how you are invested and where you want to invest. And you're looking at planning for the future and to also plan for the volatility that will come into play with the market. The market will go up and down. So consequently, you have to think about diversification. You have to divide your money up into different pools. You have to think about the fact that, yes, the market's doing well now, but it can change. It can make a real downturn. So when the market goes up, you feel really good. And you don't want to necessarily buy at the top because you think it's going to go on forever.
But that's the typically time that people
you
buy.
You have to have other investments there, too, so that you can adjust to that market risk and understand it, study it, know what's happening.
The one thing that's very difficult to get young people is to get started early. I'm only 25. Why do I worry about my retirement? Or I'm only 30. Or now I'm only 35, and I'm going to start pretty quick. And now I'm 40, 45, and I'm 50, and I still haven't started. That is a terrible problem that people don't start early enough. And that's the thing. If discipline. Get them started putting something away every month. Dollar cost averaging for you into the market.
Which means what, Bob?
That means you buy a certain amount of stock with your certain amount that you've decided already. Say you want to buy $100 worth of stock every month. Stock goes up and it's worth, say, $50 right now.
You buy fewer shares.
You buy fewer shares when it's up, and you buy more shares when it's down.
Correct.
Just what you want to do.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And now you get another gold star in the book.
Well, it stabilizes your investments.
Right. It keeps you, and it keeps you disciplined buying these things every month, every month, every month, so you don't run into this age 65 and I haven't started.
We'll give the phone numbers again. Mine is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KOVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.